Lord, let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for this time that we have together to gather on your word. And we'll have faith to believe tonight again. Thank you for the opportunity to look in your word and study the word together. And that we'll grow and develop in our prayer life, in our spirituality. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us once again, that nothing will stand in our way. We thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, the most powerful name that there ever is, that ever will exist in any world that we're in, whether spiritual or natural. Thank you today that we'll have illumination about that wonderful name when using it, whether in prayer or speaking, a confession of faith. Thank you for those that will hear this word and get this message and begin to use it in destroying the enemy's traps and getting rid of him out of their lives forever. We give you praise for that wonderful name. Lord God, thank you for that wonderful name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands in adoration of that name of Jesus. Thank you for that wonderful name, Lord. The name of Jesus. We thank you for him. We thank you also for the blood of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood to our lives. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you. All right, be seated. Thank you for coming tonight to church. It's wonderful to gather at midweek service. I've been coming to church many, many years as a Christian, but more as a pastor, as a minister, probably at least twice a week, maybe more sometimes, maybe sometimes every day. And it's wonderful to come to receive the word. And we're making headway. Are you making headway in your life? Amen. And so thank God for that ability, the conquest that Jesus has given us. And he's given us victory. And we had a great, wonderful time of prayer last night here. Those of you that came, how many of you actually were here last night? It's just a wonderful time in prayer. It's just, I really, really thank God for the opportunity to teach prayer again. I really enjoy teaching prayer. And we're not only teaching prayer, but we're also practicing what we're doing. And so we have a chance to pray. And what a wonderful, powerful experience we've had last night. And we are being blessed by it. And we will continue to be blessed by it. And so thank God for the revelation of what prayer can do in our lives. So if you ever want to join us on a Tuesday night, we start at, I believe, 6:30, and then we go for an hour and a half, at least somewhere on there, if you want to come and do that. Sometimes maybe even 2 hours, but you're free to come and go as you please. You can come late if you want. You can leave early, or you can leave later. We can leave you here and tell you to pray. And so we're doing that. So we also did a prayer seminar. We'll continue to do that again. We're going to offer another time a prayer seminar. If you're interested in the prayer seminar, we teach people how to pray, how to use the scriptures, and how to really have a powerful prayer life. And the best way to learn is to follow somebody who knows, who's been there, and follow somebody who can show you. When we did this, we used to have prayer at Bible school every Tuesday with all the students. We had about 2,200 students in our Bible school, about 2,200 people. And we prayed every Tuesday. We had a time of prayer and prayer seminar. Brother Hagin always taught us in prayer seminar. Winter Bible seminar, there was always a time to teach prayer. And also summertime when we pray together, we always had time to pray in the camp meetings. And I took a course called Prayer Principles in school with Brother Hagin, and we learned a lot about prayer. And also took courses on top of that with other departments to learn about prayer. And before that, many, many years ago, God spoke to me and said to teach on prayer, and I had no idea about how to do it. And so I was frightened naturally, and I began to made my way on how to study about prayer. And so as a consequence of that, or at least as a blessing, I was able to learn a lot. And I learned a lot that I couldn't understand how powerful it was. And, you know, so if you want to come and join us every Tuesday, we're going to do that. By the way, this week I'm heading to Tulsa on Friday night. I'll be back next Sunday. So we'll have somebody here, one of the pastors will be preaching Sunday morning. And then Wednesday, somebody will be preaching here, and somebody taking over on Tuesday. So don't try anything funny while I'm gone. But you can watch online. You can watch the live stream with all the camp meeting. Make sure you show up for that. Or I think if you're going up to church, I think Pastor Steve might even open up the services and watch together. It's lots of fun doing it that way. So are you ready to hear the word? Well, a couple of you anyway. While you're here, I'm going to teach you the word anyway. So turn in your Bibles with me, please, to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 6:18, John 15:7, and these are the two golden scriptures, so to speak. These are the main texts. When it comes to teaching on prayer, if you're ever going to teach on prayer, these are two main scriptures you should use. Because with these two scriptures, you can go almost any direction to teach about prayer. Two things about prayer that we teach when it comes to prayer. Number one, we want to teach people how to pray for themselves. Everyone should learn how to pray for themselves. You should not always want everyone else to pray for you, whether you have a sickness or you have problems. The Bible teaches us we should go to God in prayer for ourselves. Just think that you have to take care of yourself. And sometimes you do need help. And you have to know when are those times. You need to do that. We should be praying for other people that don't know how, that are baby in the Lord or young in the Lord or just don't know. So we're learning how to pray for ourselves or how to use prayer ourselves. And then we're learning how to minister prayer to someone else, how to pray with somebody else, how to pray in a group, and what to do. We need to know the rules. Where does our prayer parameter begin? Where does it end when we're praying for someone? Because everything that you pray for someone is not your responsibility to pray for everyone's needs all the time and carry them. And so we want to teach on those things. And when you're learning about prayer, you're going to learn a whole lot of things besides praying. And so one of the first things we taught about prayer is that we have to learn about the prayer of faith, because the prayer of faith is one prayer that is used in every other prayer that you're going to use. And so that's important for you to understand that. And what will hinder prayer? What kind of things will hinder you in prayer as well? So our discussion tonight, this topic area tonight, really falls under the heading of spiritual warfare and prayer. Spiritual warfare and prayer. This is the topic area. And I entitled the message tonight, There is power in using the name of Jesus in prayer. There's power in using the name of Jesus in prayer. There is power in using the name of Jesus in prayer. Ephesians 6:18. You know, there's all kinds of prayers. There's all kinds of ways to pray. Ephesians 6:18, New King James, says praying always with all prayer. And if you haven't followed with us the last little while, you can see the, let's say, the term all prayer. That particular item of words actually says in other versions, all kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. So he's saying praying always with all kinds of prayer. So you're going to be praying, you're going to be using all kinds of prayers. And so one of the first prayers we learned is to pray in faith. Because Jesus said in Matthew 21, 22, all things, when you pray, believing, you shall receive. He didn't say all prayers to God you'll receive. He said, no, all things in prayer, believing. So it's the prayer of faith, learning how to pray in faith, learning how to receive your answer before you actually physically, naturally have it is the key, one of the keys. So praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, not in the flesh, in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Notice the term all saints. You're going to be praying for all saints. That means you're not going to pray not just for yourself, but for other people. So Paul is urging the church at Ephesus to learn all kinds of prayers. Learn all kinds of principles that make these prayers work. Particularly when we have to pray for other people. All saints refers to other church members in the body of Christ, and that's a section of prayer that we need to pray for. The scripture describes to us there's three different sections of prayer. First of all, we have to learn how to pray for ourselves. Secondly, we have to pray for other people. And those two other people can be divided in two sections. Number one, for church people or for those that are born again already that are in the church. There's a difference between praying for someone who is born again in the church and someone who is not born again in the church. There's a difference, the difference in praying for those people. So we're not going to cover that. And I just want to make mention so that you understand that when he says all kinds of prayer, so you have to understand there's not just one kind of prayer and just one kind of occasion to pray. So, Ephesians 6:18 is encouraging us to learn the different kinds of prayers that we might have to employ when we're praying for other people. Let's go to the supporting text, John 15:7. We have to live in the name of Jesus. We have to live that name. We have to know what it gives us. The Bible says here, Jesus is talking to his disciples in John 15:7. Again, the New King James. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire or you will, and it shall be done for you. Now, I heard the president of our college say years ago, he said, if you ever notice John 15:7, it's really emphasizing in prayer, it's emphasizing you doing the praying. Successful prayer is not based on what God knows and what he can do, but successful based is on what you know and what you can do through your prayer. No one said amen, so I guess you must not understand this. So successful prayer is really based on you. There's nothing wrong with God sending the prayer, it's us receiving and learning how to receive. So that's what we need to understand, because sometimes we always look to God, God, why aren't you answering my prayer? Why didn't you? And so we talked about some of that. Why does that happen when we pray and something doesn't happen, or you don't feel any spiritual feeling, you don't get any kind of, and people give up because they're depending on what they feel or what they think about it. It's not what you think about it or what you felt. It's about what did the Word of God say? And every time you have to approach prayer like that, you'll be successful. So the proposition tonight's meeting, the reason that we're learning this, is this idea of this teaching tonight. The key in New Testament prayer is learning how to use the name of Jesus as one of our weapons in warfare. Using the name of Jesus, and I put on my Facebook as one of my status to invite people to church today. I said, very few people in the church sometimes don't recognize the name of Jesus. They don't know the power of the name of Jesus. And so they just use the name of Jesus like it's a tradition. The name of Jesus is more than a tradition. when we pray. Or some people don't even pray. They just pray, they'll pray a prayer and they say, God, do this, do that, and amen. And they never use the name. The key to prayer is using the name. We're going to see that. So, it's important that we understand. So very few people understand and know about using the name of Jesus in their prayer life. And the reason they don't know is because no one taught them. No one teaches about the name. It's so important. And the church in the book of Acts knew the name of Jesus. They knew the value of the name. In fact, you don't have to ever, pray about a lot of stuff. You just have to claim in the name of Jesus what belongs to you. Amen. Amen. So, the name of Jesus was given to the church for demanding its rights and privileges as inheritors of the blessings under the new covenant. And the name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is in any world. On earth, in heaven, and in hell. The name of Jesus is powerful and used in three worlds. That's told us in the New Testament. We will have better results if we have faith in the name of Jesus when we use the name in prayer. The name of Jesus is not a punctuation that we use to mark the end of your prayer. The name of Jesus is also not a swear word. There is much more to the use of the name of Jesus. Jesus said, and Jesus gave his name to us. We see this in John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. Jesus said, in that day. Now notice what he said, in that day. He's talking about, he's standing there talking to his disciples. He says, in that day. He's talking about this day we're living in now. He's talking about this day, the day of the new covenant, the day in which we are living in, the new covenant. In the old covenant, they didn't use the name. They didn't have authority to use the name of Jesus. He said, in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, this is Jesus, I say we believe Jesus, we better believe what he says here. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. So we see here the key, the pivotal answer of getting your prayers, fulfilled in your life is using the name of Jesus. And we're going to see this in a few moments, how powerful the name is. And sometimes we have to demand. Now, Jesus is talking about prayer in John 16, 23 and 24. He's talking about prayer. But in John 14, 12 to 14, he is not talking about prayer. And I don't know why I didn't add that in my notes at this section here. I usually follow my notes. If I don't follow my notes, I will be doing something else. John 14, 12, let's see, John 12, John 14, 12, 13, 14. He says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, he's talking about doing the works of Jesus. Ever said doing the works of Jesus? Very often when you're doing the works of Jesus, you're not going to have time to pray. You're not going to say, hey, guy is demon possessed. Listen, I'm going to go home and fast for 40 days. I'll be back. Somebody is there, he's suffering, and you say, wait a minute, you know what, I'm gonna teach you, listen to all my tapes, I'll be back next month. I'm going to give you a set of books here, you read that first. Very often you won't have a chance to tell someone who's never heard about Jesus, they don't know about God. We need to be equipped using the name so that when we meet a need, and we know that you can use that name on that particular time, if you don't know that you could use that name, you're not going to get any results, neither is the man. So sometimes people are not discerning, wise enough to when they could use that name. So they're terrified they never use that name because they don't know, they don't have any faith. And so we have to understand in what context and time that we can use the name of Jesus. Now, he says, verse 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, listen here. He says the word, he says, whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it. He's not talking about prayer here. He is saying whatever you demand. The word ask there means demand. Now, you're not demanding from God, you're demanding from the devil. You're demanding from him that, listen, you get your hands off my children. You get your hands off my property. You get your hands off my financial business deal here. You get your hands off this over here. You get your hands off over here. Get off, you know, in the name of Jesus. I command you. I demand that you leave this now in Jesus' name. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about Father in the name of Jesus. No, he's not talking about that. He's talking about you talking to someone else. You talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And so that's what he's talking about over here. Now, I want you to see Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. Very often when we pray, there's going to be a time when you're going to have to pray with somebody else. Very often someone's going to come to you and ask you to pray for them or pray with them. And there's some occasion when you need to pray with other individuals more than one person. And what rules do you use with two people and then if you're praying with 10 people? How do you make it work? So there is a time that you have to implement a different set of rules in a certain time. Now listen to this. There's all kinds of prayers. We said there's nine prayers. We say 11 because we kind of cut off a couple of prayers a little bit. We use tongues as a prayer. Okay? You know, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 14:14, he says, I will pray in the spirit, in tongues, and I will pray with my mind or with my natural ability. So we have to learn to pray two ways, both from our mentality, and we're very limited because we don't know everything. That's why Paul says in Ephesians 6:18, praying in the spirit, because the spirit knows everybody's needs. Because when you pray in tongues, you're praying things that you don't know about, Romans 8:26 says. Because you don't know how to pray for everybody's needs. So that's when you have to have faith that tongues is actually going to work there, and Holy Spirit will take your tongue and pray for that thing in the spiritual language that needs to be done there. Because you don't know everything. You think you know everything. You say, oh, I know what he needs. He needs a job. Well, he needs a wife. I'm just going to pray for you. You need a wife. Well, he might not need a wife. He might need to clean his clothes or something. I don't know. He needs something different than that. So, are you guys doing okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Ushers, what's that man over here? Okay, so... Matthew 18 and 19. Did you find that? Matthew chapter 18. I didn't add it on there as well for some reason. I have it down below. I don't want to go down below my message. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, 19, and 20. We're looking at the name of Jesus in spiritual warfare and in prayer. Matthew chapter 18, Jesus is saying, here when we pray with someone else, and where the name, how the name is used. And so sometimes we have to demand our rights as God's children, because the devil is going to try to steal from you your marriage relationship. He's going to try to steal from you your friend relationship. He's going to try to steal from you. He's going to try to mess up things. He's going to try to come and harass and somehow cause division between you and your loved ones. He's going to come and try to put sickness in your body and negative things in your mind. You're going to have to run them off. And when the times of fear comes in, and it's a life and death situation, you're going to have to know the name works there. It'll work for everything. It'll work on warts. It'll work on everything. Matthew 18. Verily I say unto you, that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we said this on Sunday. Verse 18 says this. Jesus said, if anything is going to be done in your life spiritually, it's going to have to be done by earthlings. It's going to have to be done by someone here praying. Because there's a heaven above where angelic hosts of demonic forces are working, operating, trying to get into your situation that must be bound and have to be dealt with. And those spirits have already been dealt with by Jesus. Jesus put every devil under his feet. And when he rose from the dead, he took us up with him. And we're sitting with Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And every spirit that tries to come against you, they're already defeated in the name of Jesus already. And if you don't take authority, God is not going to take authority. Amen? Are you getting this? Because this is very important, so that we need everybody on the same page praying and understanding how to use their prayer. Hallelujah. I wish I had longer with you. But me, I can't get into my Facebook, my apparatus. What is this called again? iPad. Jesus help me. Okay. So whatsoever you bind in heaven. The Bible talks about three heavens. He's not talking about heaven where God is. Whatever you bind in heaven where God is. You're not trying to make God do something. There is the heavenlies above us where demons, you know, are in active duty or active. And they're there. And they're going to be there until Jesus comes. And we're going to have to deal with them using his name. Amen. So then we can't just say, well, you know, I know they're there. I'm scared of them. If I don't just come against them, they won't bother me. No. That's what they want you to think. So, there's three kinds of heavens. I mean, there's heaven where God is, there's a heaven above us, and there's a heaven just below, where above us over here. And we have to do with spirits are there. So, Jesus said in verse 19, again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth, so earthlings must get to do something. That's you and I. As touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. If two people come together in agreement about anything the Bible says they can have, they'll have it. Notice this in verse 20. He says, and where two or three gather together in my name. In my name. The name of Jesus. We're gathered together here in his name. If we ask for something, it's going to happen. If we agree. You don't go out and say, well, in the name of Jesus, we agree on this. Thank God, amen. And then go out and say, I wish that was true. Well, it's not going to happen. Because you're wishing. And he's believing. And he's just thinking about it over here. And that guy over here is, doesn't know what, if it's up or down. So Jesus said, in my name, if you gather together in my name, or two or three gather together in my name, I am there in the midst of it. I am there in the midst of it to seal your agreement.
Amen.
My name does that. Amen. He said, my name is like, I'm there with you physically. Yes. His name takes the place as if he was there himself. Are you there?
Yes.
Or you got home? We're almost done here. We're almost. Peter, and John demanded in the name. Lots of times, you don't have to pray for stuff that already belongs to you. You just have to say, this is my, in the name of Jesus, I believe in Jesus' name. I don't have anybody have to pray for me. I thank God for the pastor. He's a good prayer warrior. I thank God he went to Rhema Bible School. He knows the word, but no, I don't need him to pray for me. I believe in the word. I believe in the name. I believe that scripture belongs to me, just as much as anybody else. Like if you go to your house, how many of you got children? If you got kids, they don't cry there and say, Lord, I want something in the fridge, They say, what if your kids say, listen, I want that butter. No, go ahead, take it. That butter belongs to you. You just go ahead and take it. I mean, it's silly for you to ask for things if it's in the Bible. You don't have to pray about it. Just say, thank God. Oh, it's mine. Praise God. That's why you lift your hand up in faith. Oh, Jesus, thank you. That healing is mine. Hallelujah. Thank God that all my supplies are met in the name of Jesus. And you got to have faith for that. You got to believe that's true. See, we pray about a lot of stuff. I learned this from a man that I followed. He was a man of God for over 70 some odd years. He said a lot of people praying for things that, in fact, listen, you don't ever have to pray for money. You don't have to pray for money. He said, you mean to say I've been praying for nothing? Yeah. You're supposed to sow seed and believe God and expect God. Jesus said, given it shall be given unto you. What do you pray about? Jesus said, he asked to supply all your need according to riches and glory. Now, some people don't have faith in that. Just living like you're not even saved. You're living on a different, different lifestyle. You call yourself a Christian, but you don't live like the scriptures say. You only believe in your favorite scripture. Thank God he supplies our needs. Just say, thank God, Father, I want to thank you in the name of Jesus. You said this in your word. I just want to praise you right now, Father. Thank you. I receive. Oh, hallelujah. You said, you supply all my needs. And so, Father, I know I need this right now. I'm going to thank you for it. I claim it in Jesus' name. It belongs to me. Thank you. And I command the enemy, the devil, I bind you in the realm of the spirit in Jesus' name. You get away from my funds. You get away from my bank account. Get away from my home. Get away from my children. In the name of Jesus, I bind you from operating against me. You stop that in the name of Jesus. And angels of God, go forth and cause the money come in. Open the doors in Jesus' name. And I'm going to expect right now. Somebody's calling me right now. Excuse me, the money might be coming. I mean, you got to believe something. People are believing all other things. Like they believe, I don't believe in that. Well, go ahead. Don't believe in it. Acts chapter 3. Did you find Acts chapter 3? 1 to 3? 1 to 6? Now, Peter and John went up together. The Bible said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. You can use that right over here. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom he laid at the daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those who entered into the temple. And we were talking about this, our pastor, our former pastor. We said, pastor, what's alms? What are alms? He said, well, these are your arms and these are your legs. He said, yes, your arms. Arms. So ask alms of those who enter the temple. And Peter and John, about to go into the temple, ask for alms. And fixing his eyes on him, John and Peter said, look on us. So he gave his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. See, they didn't pray for the man. They demanded the man to be. They believe in so much of the name. They walk with Jesus. They was the same ones in John 16, 23, 24. He said, in my name you ask me nothing. But whatever you demand, John 14, 13, whatever you demand my name, I'll do it. That's what he's saying. So these two fellows were there. They're carrying out what Jesus told them. They didn't say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. I mean, it seems ridiculous. You see that happening over people. They do stuff. They put on a whole thing. And after all that gymnastics, nothing happens. And everybody's all confused. What happened? When I was a little boy, I was telling a story back at home, and all these Pentecostal people from the town came over. They had nice white shirts on and ties. They came to my house, came to my granny was there, fixing her net and, you know, fixing her stuff to go fishing. And they all came over and said, can we pray for you? Oh, yeah. And they pull out the Bible and start reading, and they start shaking. And I thought it was amusing. And I think about that way. So some folks, you don't have to act crazy. They already think you're crazy already. And you scare them away, then next time you don't have no chance to pray for them. You close your eyes and they're gone. So, here, they commanded the notice in verse 16. They commanded this man to be healed in the name of Jesus. He says, in his name, notice it, in his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which has come through him has given him perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The name of Jesus did it. They had faith in the name. It says, yes, faith. The King James says the faith in his through faith in his name. So by faith in the name, Acts 3:16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. This is NIV. New International Version says faith in the name. We need to have faith in the name, what the name will do. You know, you gotta believe in something. I was talking to someone the other day about something about the doctor. Went to see the doctor. The doctor says this thing works or doesn't work. They were talking about some kind of thing they were using. I'm not sure what kind of medicine it was. The doctor says, "Yeah, it doesn't work." Some say it doesn't work. The doctor said, "No, it works only if you believe in it." A certain medicine, you know, because they were arguing whether or not this works or not. So we see in Acts chapter 4, verse 23 to 30, they actually, what they call unity prayer or group prayer. Now, there's more than two people there in this prayer session. They were praying together in unified fashion. They were praying together. And the Bible says there that they got unified, they got in the group prayer, and they believed on the name of Jesus. So the Bible says, and now, Lord, stretch forth thy hand to heal. that signs and wonders may be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. They believed that signs and wonders would happen, that healings would happen in the name of Jesus. And, you know, we need to have our faith in the name more than ever, believing in the name. So, listen, we never got anywhere through near where I want to get, but we got something done here. Is that good enough for tonight? Praise God. Let's go ahead and stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is a powerful weapon against the enemy. Demand your rights and privileges. Demand that the enemy be, take his hands off your children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. As we close the service, we praise you for those people tonight that we need to pray for wherever they are. There's no time or space or distance for our prayer. So in the name of Jesus, we're praying, we're sending prayers to people in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, thank God, the name of Jesus belongs to me. Say, thank God, there is power in the name of Jesus. Say, I believe in the name of Jesus that demons shall flee, sickness shall flee, and everything else opposing me will flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With every eye closed, every head bowed, I want to ask you right now, if you're here in this room, you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If this is your first time in the service, we want to ask you, if you're here, you need to come to Jesus, come to God. I don't know your condition. You know, we think we know everybody's condition. But I want to ask you, if this is a time, an opportunity for you to come back to God 100%. With every eye closed, every head bowed, I want to ask you right now in the name of Jesus, if you need to come to Jesus tonight, you need to come to God, I want you to lift up your hand right now. We're going to pray for you if you're here in this room right now. Say, Pastor, I need you to pray. I need to pray with somebody here. All right. If you are saved, say, thank God I'm born again. Because I believe in Jesus, I put my faith in Jesus. Thank God I can demand my rights as a child of God. Whatever the Word of God says, I can have. I can demand it. If the devil comes against me, I can demand him to get his hands off my property, off my mind, off my body, off my children, off my money, off my business, and every other plan that God has for me. I demand him right now to leave me alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and praise him one more time. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are so good. Oh, you're so good to me. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you. The name of Jesus works. It works in Thunder Bay. It works in cold weather. Hallelujah. Amen. It works anytime. It doesn't ever get frozen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for watching.